This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
What up, big dog? You want me to just park?
Yeah, park the truck.
All right. Sorry, I got like a million things going on.
Cool. What are you doing?
Recording. You know, for the podcast that we do.
Top beer.
I know, I didn't have time to go buy Labs, so we're just going to talk into them.
That's fine.
Do me a favor.
Where did you get these?
I bought them from a dude online. They're really cheap.
How much?
Two of them for $100.
$100.
Do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Clap. I just need you to clap. So just, I don't know if you can, actually here, I'll hold them and then you clap. Perfect. And that's how we sync sound.
Right, I know, but I had the thing in my hand and you're asking me to clap.
Dude, your beard is super red right now.
Yeah?
That's awesome.
Your beard's pretty red too.
I know, but yours is more manly-ish.
You can't see your own.
Yeah, I can't admire my own beard the way you can.
But I think you just had a nice Freudian slip there when you said beer.
I know, right? I definitely can. Yeah, this is.
Adrian, this is going to be the choose your own adventure part of the day.
How so?
You're going to make your call on where we're going.
Really? Do you have options for me, though? Because I don't know. Okay, good.
All right. So, you go out to the beach area.
Ooh.
To a place that's primarily hop bomb IPAs.
Hop bomb IPAs? All right, so for the uninitiated, what is a hop bomb IPA?
It's just California IPAs that are crazy.
Okay, so there's that. There's the beach. Okay.
Or, I was thinking about driving out to this place. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere in the valley.
Uh-huh.
Not really in the valley, but even past the valley. It's actually near, not Santa Monica. It's way out there.
Okay.
It's actually in a place called Oxnard.
Oxnard.
And what they are is it's called Casa Agria.
Uh-huh.
It's a sour beer, primarily place.
Right.
It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
That sounds kind of enticing. But my only issue with the beach place is that how's the parking and shit? Because, you know.
Everything's the same.
All right. Well, which one do you like more? You want to do something different?
When I had this plan like this, I thought that maybe, or some reason I was assuming it would be here. I'm probably going to have to move.
Yeah. All right. I'll wait for you. Welcome to beautiful Los Angeles.
How far is the beach one?
The beach one's not... Not as far, but they're both kind of a little bit of a drive.
Okay.
Why? Are you
I'm contemplating where we should go.
Are you on a budget?
I'm not on a budget, no. I got all day.
Hold on to this?
Sure.
Oh, what we're gonna do.
Let's do the beach one. Fuck it.
Think so? Alright. What I was saying was my thing though is that when I originally planned this, I didn't really think about how late you were gonna be getting here.
Oh yeah.
So the problem is gonna be more that the places are gonna be packed by now.
Shit.
So I was thinking if we went early, then there would be kind of...
Wouldn't the one in the valley be less packed because it's out in the valley?
Yeah, let me check that they're even open today. I mean, they probably are. And let me actually see just how far it is. There's another sour brewery that's out in Torrance. So really, what do you prefer? Do you want to try IPAs today, seeing as you're in Southern California? You want to have some SoCal IPAs? Or do you want sour beer? That's your option.
You know that I'm not big on the sour... So I would, I mean, if it's a really good one, I'll try it. But I would rather try the IPAs. That sounds more, that sounds more enticing. Let's do that.
It's going to take us about 50 minutes to get there.
Ooh, I'm just kidding.
You think you can hear me fine?
This is our first Top Beer episode one with the new network.
Yes.
Which is, so it makes it special. And it's our first Top Beer episode with the new network, you know, doing it in live and in person. So, you know, that makes it even more special, I guess.
That's true. Hopefully anybody who's listening to this for the first time on the new network doesn't get used to it, because we're not going to be live from here on out.
No.
What that was?
The chair.
Wow.
The chair did that.
Got it. So, for future reference, if you want to make sure and you don't get yourself confused and expect something different next time, Go back and listen to our episode about Cezanne's, and you can see what the format normally is.
But, yeah.
But if you also want to see a precursor to what we're doing today, you can go back a little bit further, and there's an episode where we hang out and go to breweries together in Los Angeles.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, which was kind of the precursor to Top Beer, if you think about it.
Yeah, it really was.
That seems to be our thing. We like kind of dip our toes into our new formats and then like test them out with weird episodes and then go for it.
Yeah.
Our show is nothing if not experimental. No, I just get bored, I think, doing the same stuff over and over again. That's why I used to hate like the segments on the old podcast.
I was just going to say, did you ever get bored of the old show? Ever?
Yeah, like, that's why I would always try to get guests. Because I couldn't imagine someone listening to the episodes where we didn't have guests on. Because it's just like the same...
The boilerplate episodes?
Yeah. 27 dudes just talking about the same shit over and over again.
Well, yeah, I mean... Like I said last time, last episode, you... or maybe I didn't say it. Maybe I didn't use it, actually. Now that I think about it. But when I was just saying how my favorite part of the old show was listening to you rant.
Oh, yeah, you... telling me about this. Look at this little buddy. There's a dog on the street. Oh, he's a bull terrier mix. He's super cute.
That's a cute dog. Uh-huh. We should steal that dog from that guy.
I've been trying to kidnap bull terriers all day. But the problem is that bull terriers are, I guess, dog aggressive, and Barley is a dog, so they might have a problem with her.
Yeah. Barley,
at you?
Yeah, so I was going to say, she's going to rip my face off when I go in there later, is she?
No, but also that's why we're not in there.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what the problem was there. In fact, I don't remember if I watched the video or not, but I still don't believe that she was actually growling at you.
Okay, well, I mean...
I might have been misreading her cues.
Yeah, I don't think I was. I can tell when a dog is being aggressive or when it's not being aggressive.
Well, maybe we could link that video in the show description and people can watch it and see what they think.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a video of her actually growling at me. I have a video of her stuck in her little sweater.
Oh, you didn't take a video of the growl?
No, I didn't want to do that.
Why not? You thought that might make her even madder?
Yeah. I'm not even joking when I say that. Like, the wrong move could be my last one.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lady getting married.
Oh, nice.
We're
That still happens, huh?
The L.A. Philharmonic, the Walt Disney...
Right in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. What are these people lined up for?
They are waiting to go into something.
What is this building they're going into?
They're saying the LA Philharmonic.
Oh, that's the LA Philharmonic.
Disney, LA. Well, all of it. The whole little area that's almost built.
I like the design of that building. It was pretty cool.
We're right in some downtown LA. There's the MoCA, Museum of Contemporary Art.
Do you think they have a lot of coffee art in there?
I don't think they have any at all.
Well, it's called the MoCA. I just thought maybe they'd
that's
have
an acronym.
They had some coffee. Yeah, we're right in the middle of downtown. This looks dead, by the way.
Yeah, it's not that crazy.
Second largest city in the country, and downtown is like, there's nothing going on.
That's what I'm telling you. I go and hang out here in downtown. It's not hectic and crazy, really.
What's up with that?
It's just the way it is, man.
I mean, well, this is the financial district, too.
Shit are.
Yeah, the museums.
The financial district. There's actually a name, Bunker Hill, I think they call this area.
Is that...
That was what they originally...
That sounds like a movie with fucking John Wayne or something.
It does, actually.
Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill. With John Wayne.
With John Wayne and John Walters.
John...
And John Ritter.
John Ritter's in it, too?
Yeah, it's called The Three Johns.
I don't think John Ritter was alive back then, and if he was, he was a baby.
John Ritter was alive back then.
If
John
he was...
John Wayne was alive... Is still alive, isn't he?
No, he's been dead for a while.
How long?
I don't know, 50 years?
No.
I don't know. I literally have no idea. I don't
Anyone
know.
Listening to this who knows how long John Wayne has been dead.
Tweet us.
Keep that information to yourself.
Tweet at us.
We do not care. If we cared, we could just look it up.
Yeah, which I'm not going to do.
No.
Yeah,
have
this...
Have you ever watched John Wayne movies? I know you're into film.
I've seen one John Wayne movie, which was Stagecoach.
Okay.
At least I think that was John Wayne.
Went to Stagecoach.
No, I would never go to fucking Stagecoach.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Brocella Festival.
Ugh. I have so much disdain for the desert, Tim. Do you even know how much I hate the desert?
I get it, man. It sucks. That's why we left.
Yeah.
That's okay. So, you sent me a screen capture of a little bit of a Facebook interaction that you had.
Yeah.
We'll keep names and
out of it.
But someone questioned your hatred, your railing against the desert.
Yes.
Now, mind you, I think you were posting extra I hate the desert stuff because you were in the desert?
Well, because I was coming to the desert in a day.
Right, so you were on your way there, so you were getting upset thinking about that you were going to have to be there.
Exactly, yeah.
Number two, but here's my thing. This is my take on the situation.
Okay.
When I saw that person complaining and they compared it saying, you complain more about the desert than you left there than people who live here.
Right.
Here's my thing, or maybe a way to look at it that I don't quite understand. You hate the desert so much, that's why you left. The people who still live there obviously don't hate it as much as you. So yeah, you're going to talk shit about it more because you hate it more than them.
Yeah.
They stayed. You left. There's a reason why you left, because it fucking sucks. Right. They stayed because they can deal with it. Like, is that, am I crazy to see that basic idea? Like, how does someone not understand that basic principle?
It's pretty logical. I mean.
I don't know. It's just like.
I didn't complain about the desert like at all when I lived there. So you're right. I mean, it's when I left and I realized, and I looked back and realized,
oh, that place fucking sucked.
That place really sucked.
And good thing I got out of there.
And I didn't hate it as much when I lived there, but it probably because it took me a while to live somewhere else to realize.
Well, also you probably just had Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
You just had to accept how much it sucked.
I mean, even Salt Lake City is better than the desert.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of the same way. I think I didn't hate the desert as much until I was out of there. Until I had left.
Yeah.
And came back, and then I was like, this sucks. And that's when I was like, I gotta get the fuck out.
And you rarely go back now. I mean, it's only 2 hours from here, and you only go back if you have to, right? Like if Alicia's family, you know.
Well, that was how it's always been. Even the first time I moved out here, it was like, I'm not fucking going back. Like, there's a reason why I'm not in the desert anymore, and it's because I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So why am I gonna put all the effort and all the stuff that comes with living in Los Angeles? Why am I gonna have that and then also deal with being in the desert? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nope, thank you.
And I know that people listening probably think it's kind of a circle jerk how much we hate the desert, but I mean, if you actually spend enough time there, right. You know, it's just trust me when I say it's justified.
It is justified. So, Adrian, did you drive or did you fly?
I flew in from Denver into Ontario Airport.
Oh, so you got to go to that weird airport with the blue horse thing.
The Denver airport does have Blucifer outside. We are very proud of our Blucifer statue.
Are you? Do you live in Denver proper?
Yes. Well, technically it's Glendale, but our address isn't Glendale, it's Denver. But technically we live in, but it's just like a small, like, and I thought it was just like the name of just like an unincorporated city or something.
Right.
But no, it has a mayor and everything, but the address, our official address doesn't even say Glendale. In fact,
it's a township.
Yeah, I think it is because no address that I've ever seen that is in that area actually says Glendale. It just says Denver. But
there's a Glendale out here.
Yeah, there's a Glendale everywhere. I was telling someone that the other day. There's a Glendale in fucking Phoenix. There's a Glendale in Salt Lake City.
You know what I saw today that was interesting too is that there's a San Diego, Florida.
Really?
Yeah, so there's a Hollywood and San Diego, Florida.
That's kind of funny.
So they're just like copying all the names.
Well, there's a Palm Springs, Florida too, so.
They just got all the California names, don't they?
Yeah, they're trying. I think Florida just wants to be the California of the East Coast.
Do you think that they had those names first, though? Because Florida was a state first, probably, right?
But Florida's a very young state. I think so. Compared to California, I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
They probably incorporated it around the same time. There's a place called El Cholo.
Yeah, I've been there. It's actually pretty good.
Is it really?
Yeah, the friend whose car that we're in, her parents took us there.
Nice.
Yeah.
A lot of construction going on downtown Los Angeles,
yeah,
Tim.
It's a neighborhood on the grow.
You guys are building up. You guys are reaching for the stars.
They're working on what, to me, is a super awesome kind of like change on the light rail. We're driving by one of the light rails right now.
So right. I see that, yeah.
They're switching it around, so they extended one of the lines. And they're building a connector that's going to connect two of the lines to the other lines. And they're going to switch the routes so that it's going to be like a lot more convenient setup where it's essentially the lines right now go from like, there's one that goes from like downtown to Long Beach and then another one that goes from like downtown to Santa Monica. So they're going to connect that to another line that goes out to Azusa and somewhere else. So like, instead, you're going to have like a train that goes from Azusa all the way through the middle of Los Angeles out to Long Beach. So we're going to have trains that connect all the way out to Azusa. It's going to be awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, and they have So essentially, they're just going to make it more centralized and easier to get from one place to another on the trains, which is nice, but I think a lot of the projects aren't going to be done for a while.
A lot of red tape you got to go through.
It's true.
I'm waiting for that high-speed line from L.A. to San Francisco.
That'll be nice.
I mean, we'll probably will be dead, long dead before that ever, actually.
Especially with our diets.
And how much beer we drink.
Exactly.
Do you drink... Now, let me ask you. Do you drink a beer, at least a beer a day?
Or, no.
No?
Okay, so sometimes I drink a good amount, like, regularly. But really, I try to limit it to just, like, for fun. So, like, I don't drink every night because, like... It's just a normal night. I'm not doing anything. So I, like, kind of make sure that I just go out on the weekends and drink, like, usually, like, every other weekend or, like, every weekend in that range. And it's, like, never, like, crazy getting drunk. It's, like, you see the kind of beers that I drink. It's, like, just getting some craft beers that I enjoy the taste and drinking them, you know?
Yeah.
That's my thing. So no, I don't drink every day because I just... Then it's just a thing that you do. You know what I mean? And I like to make sure that it still feels special and it's like a treat.
Yeah, I hear you.
To drink like good beers. What about you?
I tend to have a beer like if...
There's a 5-minute slowdown on I-110.
What are you looking at?
There's a Popeyes right there.
Oh, Popeyes is good.
Anyways.
Did you want to go there?
No, I was
pointing
it out.
No, I'll have one a beer a night if I have beers in the fridge. And then if I don't, I'll wait till the weekend and buy more beer.
Right.
And I'll just drink a couple. If it's the weekend, I'll drink a couple a night. Because it's the weekend. I rarely get drunk. I mean, I did get drunk recently. But I wasn't like, not, I didn't get like super fucked up. I just got like, you know.
You got plastered on the last episode of Talk Beer.
Well, I had 3 freaking Saisons. I wasn't, and by the way, I think I'm starting to like Saisons.
Good. It's good to like all the different kinds of beers, man.
Yeah.
I like everything.
I should, if there is a chance, just try a sour beer that's good and see if I like it, you know?
Cause right. So, Adrian, what we're going to do today is we're going to El Segundo Brewery. El Segundo Brewing Company, I think is the technical name of the company.
Yeah.
And they are primarily known for their hop-heavy IPAs. We mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
They are the company that makes the Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA. They're located in El Segundo, California. They're near the beach. They're known, like I said, for their IPAs and their Mayberry citrus. So what we'll probably end up doing is just getting like a sampler or whatever they call it, a flight of about 5 different IPAs. Or maybe we'll do some more so we can end up with like 6. But because we're together, we're going to both be drinking all the same stuff. So I figured because we like to do beer styles on the show, or because that's the concept of the show, that we'll do that because this place has enough IPAs where we can actually probably get 4 or 5 IPAs all from the same brewery.
Well, that sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, so it'll be very interesting. We'll try the whole thing out, see how everything goes. We'll see what you like, what you don't like. I don't know if you're an IPA fan. You said that you are, correct?
That's mostly what I drink, honestly.
All right.
I mean...
Somewhere in between, I like them. I'm starting to like them more.
With this show, my hope was to get into other types of beers because I have just kind of flatlined as far as kind of beers I drink because it mostly is just IPAs.
Right.
But I want to try them all. I want to try IPAs, different IPAs, different saisons, more pilsners, stouts. I don't drink stouts that much anymore. I used to, but
yeah, that used to be your go-to.
I need to get into that. Yeah.
What else is there? Maybe we could do a like a cerveza episode, like.
Mexican beers? Oh, we should do a mainstream beer episode, or it's just like Tecate, Corona.
We could do like the big 4 or the big 3 or whatever, because I haven't... I mean, when was the last time that you had like a Coors or a Bud Light or something, like a Budweiser?
Well, the last like quote-unquote mainstream beer was a Blue Moon, which isn't that bad.
I mean like the big 3.
Oh, the big 3?
Or Budweiser.
I
don't think either of us have had one probably.
It's been months.
Driving by a Coors van, as we say.
Yeah. Not sponsored by Coors, by the way.
No, thank you.
No, but honestly, the last time I had a Coors or whatever was at a baseball game we went to in Denver.
When was that? That was months
ago.
Oh, I haven't had one in probably years, if I'm perfectly honest.
Although, now that I'm thinking about it, that baseball game we went to was probably like last summer, so almost a year ago.
Probably like a year ago, yeah. And I can't think of... I mean, the good thing for me is that the wrestling... You would think that the wrestling shows I would go to would be the place. number one, I've like kind of not drinking at them as much as I was before.
Right.
In general. And then number two, luckily, the place that we go to those wrestling shows at has Stella on tap. So I always end up getting Stella, or sometimes they have Amber Bomb.
Stella's not bad.
No, I don't mind Stella.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, they don't have, they do have just, like, the regular stuff, but they have other good things. So it'd be interesting if we did that maybe at some point, because I haven't tried any of those in a while. I know they all suck, right? But, hey, you know, you never know.
So what exactly is a lambic? Can you just
lambic
tell me?
Lambic is a spontaneously fermented beer. Which we'll have to do an episode about that. But it's essentially, they use wild yeast for the fermentation. And it's kind of like just a less controlled fermentation process, essentially. So that's what the lambics are.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of The Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation. PlaceToBeNation.com, The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to The Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. And we now offer them to you on two great feeds as well. On the Place to Be podcast feed, you can check out Scott Criscolo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current-day wrestling with clotheslines and headlines, main event, Mission Indie Possible, in our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows with immediate feedback on WWE, NXT, and Ring of Honor Super Shows. Relive Wrestling's Past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series led by Ben Morse, and the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling Podcast as we dive into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. We also have sports covered too with The Sports Lounge, The TJ McClune Show, and NBA Team Podcast. On our brand new PTB Pop podcast feed, we offer great shows such as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, and Imaginary Stories. Subscribe to both feeds on iTunes and be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All these shows are available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. Be sure to check out on the right-hand side of the site for details on how to support the site when you shop at Amazon and download our free PlaceToBe Vintage Vault Refresh eBooks. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, in Fall River, Massachusetts, and Scott Keith's Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
This is Parv, and I'm here to tell you to listen and subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation podcast network. That's the PWO PTBN podcast network, where you'll find a ton of in-depth shows done by hardcore fans. We've got Chris Zellner's 1-2 Punch of Exile on Bad Street, and with David Bickenspan, a smash hit Between the Sheets. We've got Wrestling Culture with Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave, Goodwill Wrestling and the reaction shows with Good Old Will from Texas. We've got This Week in Wrestling with my man Pete and Johnny Sorrow, Stephen Graham and Tim Livingston's Pro Wrestling Super Show, Tag Team's Back Again with Kelly and Marty Sleaze, and a ton of other great shows too. And of course, there's Titans of Wrestling and Where the Big Boys Play with yours truly and some dude from down south called Chad. PWO, PTBN, Podcast Network.
Is that weird thing working?
What thing? Yeah, this one's working.
Maybe the reason why it sounds bad is because of that thing that's on there.
Well, this is supposed to be an air. This is supposed to prevent, like, air from hitting the mic.
Yeah.
It's fine, though. The levels are good.
Okay, so you said the problem is you don't have a lav mic?
Yeah, lavalier mic. So I could plug a mic into these.
Uh-huh.
And then clip it to your collar. Right, and then, right. But I don't have those. I don't have that, so. We have to just talk directly into the.
What capabilities do these recorders have? Just plug in and out, no like Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or anything like that.
No. These are very basic.
Okay. So I was gonna say I have those two Wi-Fi receiver things that I have, or Bluetooth receiver things that I have.
Uh huh.
That they have mics built in, and they could just clip on. So.
No, because you have to. It's a line in. You have to physically plug them in. It's all good, though. I figured we'd try it.
Yeah, it's fine as it is. As long as it sounds fine, I don't think it matters if we're holding little recorders.
Well, I just don't want to look like a weirdo going from, like, store to store. or
restaurant, brewery to brewery, or wherever we're going, like just walking in, like
talking into the little.
Yeah, why? What's the problem?
Because people get weird about recording devices. You know how it is.
Yeah, people are dumb.
I was listening to an episode of. It was like, I think it was Planet Money, and they were talking about mattresses, and they went into a mattress store, and the lady saw them with like the recording devices. I don't know what they use specifically. Maybe they're bigger, more advanced looking shit, but she freaked out. She's like, no,
we can't have you people in here. No, like all fucking like going crazy on them.
Yeah.
No, and these are smaller. I feel like these aren't like from far away. They could almost pass as like a smartphone. Well, maybe not, but like maybe like some kind of phone. I don't know who would use a phone like they're this big anymore, but
it's fun. They're not that big, or they're small.
They're thick though.
You know? I guess. Are they really? They're pretty small. They're actually smaller than most phones, I think.
They're smaller than the phone, but they're fatter than most phones. Yeah.
Remember the Juke?
I do remember the Juke.
That was a pretty cool phone concept. Didn't really get over though, did it?
No, that phone came out like right when smartphones were coming.
Yeah, they were like, it was in between like the Razor and the Sidekick and then the smartphone, so they kind of got screwed. You also got screwed if you were one of the suckers who bought one, or like got one, and then like good phones started coming out, and then you're stuck with a Juke for. I can't go on the internet or do anything, literally anything with this phone.
I had a flip phone for the longest time, but it was cool because it flipped like vertically and horizontally. It was like, it had like a double hinge.
Uh huh.
And I could go, I had basic like internet access on that phone. Like you could just right. Like back then they actually had like some websites had like very basic mobile optimized like web pages and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could go on there, you could play games, whatever, but you know, when the iPhone came out, like that pretty much set the gold standard for, you know, what a smartphone should be. And I remember going from that phone to my first iPhone that I bought, and it was just like, I don't know, man. It was like a caveman discovering fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
If that's a good analogy to use, it was pretty lit. Yeah, that's probably where that comes from. This phone is fire.
Yeah, right. I did the same thing. I actually remember being on the internet on my phone all the time, and like I thought it was weird that people like didn't really understand that concept that you could go on websites and do shit on the internet. Just even the basic phones back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, and I had a regular flip phone before that that also had the similar basic web functionality. I mean, if you have a device that you're paying for, why not take advantage of all the features it has to offer, you know?
And I remember
I played Space Invaders on that fucking phone.
I remember early on the first month of like a new contract or whatever on the phone, they would do internet for free. Do you remember that?
I don't, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it would always be like, oh, you get one free month of internet, or however long it was when you first get this phone, and then it's like, then you gotta start paying for it, though.
You know,
use it like crazy when you have it for free for a little while.
Yeah, well, that's when there wasn't as many people on the phones. I saw a video the other day, the guy was like, there's 7 billion people on the planet, at least 4 billion of them have smartphones. I'm like, what? Is that possible?
Right?
Really? You really think that 4 billion people have...
Yeah.
What about...
Everyone has smartphones, dude. I see homeless people in L.A. have smartphones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess that shouldn't surprise me.
No, it really shouldn't. Everyone in America has one.
Well, I was just thinking of, like, those third world countries where there's, like, people are living in squalor.
Yeah, they're not, like, super... Well, I guess they are.
I was thinking of, like, India and, like, Africa. And
they have them in India, too, dude.
That's... I mean, India doesn't really shouldn't surprise me because a lot of... people from there come here to do tech jobs and whatnot.
Well, okay, so the thing is, I heard someone talking about this, but it's actually like kind of true that like we kind of, they say like, oh, we make less money and like the top 1% or whatever have all the money and all this, but like if you adjust not just like how much money we make based on inflation and everything, but if you adjust for like relative wealth, we're like way better off than any other time because we make less money, like comparatively, middle class and poor people make way less money than they did before.
Right.
But like their money has like a lot more purchasing power when it comes to like what you can get for it. Because we can like get smartphones and all this crazy shit for really cheap comparatively, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, this is also an economics podcast, so it's good that you're talking about that.
Economics.
No, I find that interesting. I never
really thought about it that
way. No, no. It makes sense, you know.
So this is the thing. I was thinking about this. If you get a little bit deeper into it, so everything is cheap. Everything is fucking cheap and made in like third world countries, and you can get all this stuff, especially stuff that has to do with like technology and the internet and all this. But like, what's expensive, right? Gas prices and transportation. Our prices have been going up while everything else goes down, right? Like food is super cheap.
Right.
So if you think about it, if you're one of these people who believes in like a shadow government cabal or something that like they're trying to like manipulate human beings, in a way it makes sense. What you do is you make it so that these people are fucking poor, but they have all these toys and stuff, and they're fat and happy, and they're stuck at home, but they are like entertained and they're fine with it. Like they accept their place in the world and they're solitary. But if it was cheaper to travel, if more people were going different places and interacting with other people, they might like kind of group together and go like, hey, you know what? We all are kind of getting fucked. And like, hey, everyone's cool. Like everyone deserves the same rights and everyone should be treated equally, because like they actually go out and experience and get to know them. Then something might happen. But so if there is like a shadow government, they hold you down and they keep us separated, so that we're like, oh, I just stay inside of my place and play with my toys and I don't interact with other people and I can't go to other countries and see what it's like there. But, you know, so we don't even like talk or care or try to do anything about the fact that they're fucking silver. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, if you think about it that way, it actually kind of, in a weird way, it's like, huh, that could be why we're able to buy like cheap digital recorders for just $100.
$100
and like that we can have like a big TVs and video game consoles and cheap internet and all this stuff, but yet like plane tickets are really fucking expensive and gas is expensive. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like keeping you from going out and experiencing the world.
It's like a worldwide version of the Truman Show.
Yeah, essentially.
It's like he knows that everything exists and shit outside of where he lives, but there's forces at work preventing him from ever seeing or experiencing that.
But in this situation, it's like the secret rulers are using it to keep us from realizing that they're stealing from us by just making it so that we don't realize, like, why is it that, like, no one else, like, everyone is kind of in the same boat, and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just interesting if you think about it.
That is interesting, but it's also kind of depressing at the same time.
Yeah, it's also probably not real, because I don't believe in a shadow government. You know what I mean? Like,
how about shallow governments, Tim?
There's definitely shallow governments.
Did you hear about this? Did you see this?
Did you hear about this?
that one ad, that Chinese ad, was like for a cleaning product. And like this black dude walks into this woman's laundry room, and then she puts him in the washer, and then when she opens the washer, he comes out and he's like a light-skinned Chinese man. And there's a huge amount of, and basically the people that made the commercial were like, yeah, you Western audiences are just too easily offended, so we don't really give a shit. What do you think about that? Do you think that Western culture is more, is just more easily offended than like people in?
Yes. I was hearing...
Are we too PC is what I'm getting at, which a lot of people say.
Well, I was hearing an interview with someone who wrote a book essentially about the same idea, where it's like, saying that something offends you is kind of worthless and it doesn't really help the situation, and it's more important to kind of say, like, the thing that you're doing pushes a negative stereotype, and not just saying, like, the reason why you shouldn't say or do what you're doing is because it's offensive. You should actually make it clear that, no, it's about what you're doing is damaging to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do get offended too easy, and maybe we should, like, rather than just saying, like, I'm offended, we should, like, push the issue and make, like, try to fix the problems, I guess, would be the thing that makes more sense, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, yeah, what good is it to just say, like, that's offensive? Although, the thing about washing the black guy and he turns into a Chinese guy is fucking kind of, like, super offensive. If it was just that he turned into a white guy, I'd be less offended. Does that make sense?
That does make sense,
because
yeah.
Because it's in China. And, like, even though, like, if it was in America, or, I don't know, I guess America is hard to say. If it was in a country where the people, like, if it was in England or Germany,
that commercial would never fly here. First of all,
well, yeah, that's number one. But if it was a commercial in a country where the people are primarily white, then it being a white person would be offensive too. But because it's in China, it's not. If that makes sense, because it's like the idea that he's black and then he's getting cleaned and he becomes like the accepted normal person in society.
Right.
But meanwhile, if he just turned white, you would go like, oh, like, I get it, because it's like black, it's dark, and then it's like cleaning off the darkness.
Right,
which
right.
Is, like, makes sense if you're like, stuff is like marked up and dirty, right? But like the idea that he turns into a Chinese person really throws me off. If he had just turned into the same guy but with white skin instead of
black skin,
then I would be more accepting of it. If that makes sense.
That does make sense.
But I guess yeah.
I think it's safe to say that racism is relative to where you live.
Now what they should have done is he should have went in a black guy. And then they washed him, and he comes out, he's Chinese. But then he still steals a car and rapes a white woman.
Oh, no.
But he's a Chinese guy. So then they show that, actually, this product is dangerous because it's going to make it so that black criminals can get away with crimes. I don't know.
Can we say that on this show?
I think we can say anything we want on this show.
Well, we're driving right by LAX. That's pretty cool.
We are. There's Korean Air.
Korean Air, who stole their logo from Pepsi.
I think that's the Korean flag. Oh. I think Pepsi stole their logo from the Korean flag.
Somebody always steals from somebody.
How about the Santa Claus thing?
Santa Claus thing.
You know the thing about, like, oh, the Western version of Santa Claus is stolen from the Coca-Cola, or is just the Coca-Cola drawing or whatever?
I have heard that.
It's not true.
It can't be true,
no,
right?
And it's funny because, like, Coca-Cola just likes to perpetuate the story because it makes them sound like they're this big, important, like, we invented Santa Claus. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's not the case.
It can't be.
Yeah, that drawing predates Coke. Like, the drawings that Coca-Cola uses predates Coca-Cola.
Yeah, and isn't Santa Claus based on, like, some kind of German thing?
Santa Claus?
Something Sinter like Klaus? That. I don't know. Santa Claus. Klaus makes sense. Klaus.
Sinterklaas.
I don't know,
no,
man.
No, there is something like that, but there's something like that in a lot of different countries. It's not necessarily from them. There's a lot of different versions of, like, a Santa Claus.
Yeah. I'm starting to realize that if you look outside of America, you realize that... I don't really know what I want to say there. that's one thing, first of all.
It's American. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Like, Chinese people can say that Western people get too offended too easily, but the difference is like, China didn't have black slaves just, like, a few hundred years ago.
That's also, yeah.
So that's, like, the difference in America is, like, that we were really fucking racist and we did a lot of really fucked up shit, so, like, we feel bad and we're trying to fix it. That was another interesting thing I was hearing today about people who are pushing for, like, more representation of the fucked up shit that we did and, like, comparing it to, like, Germany.
Right.
How in Germany there's statues and other, like, memorials up marking areas where, like, Jewish people were killed all over the place.
Right.
But, like, in America there's no, like... This is where a bunch of black people were lynched. Like, that's common.
No.
But, like, there's a person who's working on a project trying to do that. Like, trying to put up more, like, memorials.
I can see that as, like, an art project that, you know, obviously has a message and whatnot. It has historical significance.
It's a good thing because I think we need to... The only way to, like, learn from stuff from the past is to really, like, face it head on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we just kind of try to brush everything under the rug doesn't really help. I don't know how much of this is going in the podcast.
And that concludes part one of our top beer episode, IPAs in LA, The Prelude. Tune in next week for part two, where we actually go to the breweries that we're driving to in this episode. I hope you enjoyed that. Remember, we are now on the Place to Be Nation podcast network. Check us out at placetobenation.com. We are going to eventually phase out our feed for Lucha Undead, and we'll have to follow us over to that feed, which
will appear on iTunes and Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts from. So hope you enjoyed it, and we will be back next week.